pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns fucking by the river May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793.
He still believes the American dream, but his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Hey, Joel.
Top of the morning to you, Randy.
Top of the morning to you. Do you like it when you think your coffee's gone and then you look down, there's a little more coffee, and it's like, man, this is going to be a great day?
I do like it. Sadly, that didn't happen this morning, but I assume it might have happened to you.
It happened to me, and so I am set for the day. I'm so ready to talk to you. Welcome into the National Defense. This is so great. Joel Smallbone is with us. He is one half of the incredible Christian music group For King and Country, and there's a new movie to talk about, all kinds of stuff. It's called Unsung Hero from Lionsgate, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Joel, how are you?
Man, thank you for having me. Thank you for all the great work that not only you do, but all of your listeners around the world. It's an honor to be chatting with you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. This is it's quite an honor for me. I love your duo. I love your song Joy. You guys have been just an incredible. You know, when people see the success. Okay, so you got four Grammy Awards, an American Music Award, a Billboard Music Award, 10 GMA Dove Awards, and 17 K Love Fan Awards. It's easy to forget sometimes, Joel, that you know you look at where you are now. And you think, well, these guys never struggled at all. Well, that's to make the other case. There's this movie now called Unsung Hero, and it's basically the story of your family's struggle coming to America, right?
Yes, I mean, true story and literally true story. I've been saying, you know, this is a story about my family, Randy, but it's really, and it's a story about our mom, who is sort of the unsung hero of the film. But it's really a story about the family, right? It's really a story about moms and around the world. But to be specific, I'm one of seven kids. We in the early 90s, Dad was a concert promoter in Australia, so he would bring artists and bands down under. And he lost what would be the equivalent of about $500,000, basically lost everything, the life savings, the house, the car. On a tour that went bad, got offered a job in the United States, six kids, one on the way, mom was 6 months pregnant, 16 suitcases, we moved halfway around the world only to have him lose that job, and we really, hand to mouth. We had no car, we had no furniture, we were sleeping on beds made out of clothes, no insurance, no way for our little sister to be born in hospital. We banded together, we raked leaves, we mowed lawns. That's really where the story picks up, and it really chronicles, again, my parents' story, because Luke and I are very young, my sister, Rebecca and James' story, but it also is a kind of a triumphant story about overcoming and family band together, community, the local church coming together, and really seeing miracles. And so we're, man, we're excited to put family on the screen across the United States. Catch this, Randy. Lionsgate's putting on, I think it's 2,800 screens across America.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, and Joel, that's so cool now. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Irwin brothers. We've had them on so many times. And, you know, they work, of course, under that Lionsgate banner as well. And I'm just so happy to see Christian movies, family movies that are good. Good quality, good promotion, good everything. It's such a new endeavor. It's a novel idea. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear you recognize it, man. I'm glad you mentioned the Irwins too, because actually Andy Irwin, who's one of my closest friends, he's executive producer on this, and what we've really found is there's been this great covering and this great rising of people like the Irwins or the Kendricks or Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen. Just spoke to him a few days ago. Mm. And so we've sort of got this little brain trust that we're developing, if you will. And I think it's really proving that we're able to put these inspiring true stories, not just on streaming platforms, man, but to reach out into theaters and have a nationwide event. You know, there's a small chance, Randy, if people rally, and to you listeners, to you veterans, you know, I encourage you to rally this weekend. If we rally this weekend, there's a small chance that it could be the number one movie in America.
Oh, man. How crazy. Oh, wow. Would that be great? Yeah. We're talking to Joel Smallbone here on the National Defense, the movie Unsung Hero, which is out this weekend. And, of course, for King and Country, what a great duo that you have. And did you say that your sister is Rebecca James?
Rebecca St. James, yeah. My eldest sister is Rebecca St. James.
And also big in the Christian music world, right?
Correct, yeah. Wow. And that's how we're able to stay in the country, is really through her musical career. And the movie kind of chronicles her beginnings of stepping into music.
Yeah, well, I mean, for you guys to come through all of that and be where you are right now, I mean, obviously, divine intervention, but it must mean so much more to you now than somebody who was kind of, you know, didn't have to go through that struggle and ended up in the music business, right?
Absolutely, man. I mean, that's what I love about this story, Randy. My heart has always been with music, is that the closer you get to your own heart with your art, with music or a movie, the further it reaches out into another person's heart. And so, man, this film is about as close to home, literally and figuratively, as it possibly can get. So much so that I haven't mentioned this yet. I actually play our dad in the film.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so not only did I co-write and co-direct with Richard Ramsey, but I play our dad just because I wanted to be able to present the heart of it as honestly and as truthfully as I possibly could. So I've dubbed it a bit of an expensive therapy session, but all jokes aside, and it's really an honor project for my parents and my mom.
And I'm also so glad that you're talking about your mom as the unsung hero here, because, so I mean, every mom is an unsung hero. And to shine that spotlight on those mothers and to, you know, finally give them their due, man, that's just tremendous.
I love that. I love you recognizing that. Look, I've said that this is a story about my family, but this is really a story about the family. And maybe this is a story about my mom, but it's really a story about moms around the world and them feeling seen and known. And it's also an adventure film, man. There's a bunch of 90s music kind of plugged in there. Jesus Jones and Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, wow.
And so on. And so it's just an adventure, man. So we're dubbing this Friday, which is when the film officially releases. I think you can see it early as of tomorrow in select theaters, but it'll be everywhere on Friday. We're dubbing that day Family Day because, you know, we got Mother's Day in a few weeks, you got Father's Day in a few months. America needs a good family day at the theaters. So.
Especially our audience, man. I mean, you know, they're away from their families so much when they're deployed. And, boy, to come back to a movie like that and take the family and really celebrate the families. Like we always say on the show, everybody in a family serves. And so to celebrate that and to go out and see Unsung Hero, that's fantastic. Joel, thank you so much, man. I love the idea of the music, and I told Andy that tip, too, because that's the other thing that they always get right is they put some cool music in there, which is another thing that they didn't used to do with Christian movies. So thank you so much, Joel, and continued great success. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And to all the listeners, just know that we're cheering you on and grateful for your incredible sacrifice. I think from what I'm told, you can go to unsunghero.movie to grab your tickets. Folks would be upset at me if I didn't mention it. So unsunghero.movie to grab your tickets.
So good, man. Thank you, Joel. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns, Funkin' by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at readingrodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit readingrodeo.com today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, if you like crime novels, you've certainly heard of our next guest, Don Winslow, and he's got a brand new book. This is the latest in the City trilogy, and it's incredible. His latest novel, City in Ruins, this is the conclusion to the epic crime trilogy, preceded by City on Fire and City of Dreams, and he's just written so many great books. Don, welcome to the National Defense.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Hey, before we get into the new novel here, we've had James Patterson on here a few times, and we talked about his process.
Oh, great guy, yeah.
Yeah, just a great guy, and kind of talked about his writing process, and he says he has to write every single day. Is that kind of like you, too?
Pretty much. I write 5 days a week, maybe five and a half. I treat it very much like a job. You know,
yeah.
And it's a job I've always been grateful to have, so I want to show up for it. So, yeah, you know, 5 days a week I write pretty much from 5:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening.
Wow. I guess you got to it's kind of a muscle that you have to work every day, I guess.
You know, absolutely it is, and I think sometimes that's what people don't understand. You know, aspiring writers think that inspiration's going to sort of land on their shoulder from somewhere in a coffee shop. Where, you know, in actuality, at the end of the day, you know, you got to show up, sit down, show up, and get to work.
We're talking to Don Winslow here on the National Defense. And, of course, our audience, Don, active duty military veterans and their families, I mean, you know, they're, mm-hmm. they love any kind of crime novels, and especially your stuff. And this new one, City in Ruins, the city we're talking about here is Las Vegas, right?
Yes, it is. Now, let me say that, you know, for those military and their families, they are the ultimate suit up and show up people, right? So, you know, massive respect to them.
Yeah, thank you so much.
But yes, this book is in Las Vegas. The first book, because it's the last in a trilogy, was set in Providence, Rhode Island. The second book in Hollywood, and now we're in Las Vegas.
Well, speaking of Hollywood, I mean, you are Mr. Movies now. I mean, your novels of the film rights to the trilogy purchased by Sony. Austin Butler is set to star. You got one with Chris Hemsworth. I mean, this is pretty heady stuff.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. I've been, you know, very lucky lately with these kind of things. Yeah, Austin Butler's playing Danny Ryan, you know, of Elvis fame, Masters of the Air, and
right.
some other things going on. So, yeah, I'm really pleased and excited.
And so when that happens, Don, how much control do you have over the situation like that? And how do you feel, you know, based on a final product? Do you have some kind of guidance for them on some of this stuff?
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, control would be an exaggeration. I certainly don't have control because, you know, that's a director's medium. But I do have a lot of influence. And I think, you know, we communicate maybe more than people would imagine. I read the scripts and give them notes. I'll very often take people out on location, for instance, and show them the actual sites, have conversations with actors and screenwriters and directors. So I would say some influence, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. We're talking to Don Winslow here on the National Defense's new book, A City in Ruins. And this is kind of like your farewell tour now?
It is. It is. I'm pulling the pin. I'm retiring after this book.
Wow. I mean, you know, you're going to get all kinds of mail.
Well, you know, for the most part, it's nice mail. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I've been out on a book tour now for a few weeks, and people are, you know, graciously saying very nice things and saying, please don't do this. But I think it's time. You know, this trilogy took me 30 years to write.
Oh, wow.
I was doing other things in the meantime. I've written, you know, 25 novels, I guess. But it just felt like a culmination of a career. Again, I've been very grateful to have, and so I don't want to push on that. So I think it's time to hopefully gracefully exit the stage and make room for other people.
Well, and exit at the top of your game. I mean, it makes so much sense. And do some stuff like, I understand you like to travel cross-country with your wife?
Yeah, how'd you know that? Yeah, my wife and I drive cross-country every year. We live half the year in Rhode Island, where I grew up. My dad was in the Navy there, and then half the year in San Diego. And so we drive back and forth. I think this is our 18th time doing it coming up.
And do you camp along the way?
We don't, no. I'm a wimp. We stay in motels and hotels. You know?
I got to tell you, my wife and I just started camping a few years ago, and because we had a couple of dogs that we would take with us, and we just came back from a trip to a place we'd never been, Bentonville, Arkansas. And I don't know.
Yeah, cool place.
Oh my gosh, what a cool place. It's the mountain biking capital of the world. Who knew?
Right. I did actually because I plan these trips out. I'm a total geek about this stuff. So I did know that. Yeah.
I mean, it is literally the city that Walmart built.
But that, no, exactly. That's exactly it. You know, I spent 5 years as a photographic safari guide in Africa. And so I lived in tents for years. So now the hotels and the hot showers and things look pretty good to me.
Yeah. We're talking to Don Wisel here, the National Defense. were you in Kenya?
Yes, I was. Yep. Based in Kenya.
Yeah. I spent a little time in Kenya myself, and it was just amazing. You know, that's the thing that I think a lot of Americans don't realize, that don't get out and tour the world, because, you know, to see how great things are here, and, I mean, it's just like in Kenya, there's two classes. You know, there's either the slums and poverty, or the top end. That's it.
Yeah. I think we don't often realize what we have here, you know, when we take it for granted. And then you get to other parts of the world and you come back and you're pretty amazed at what we have.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Hey, what do you think, Don, of, I know you're a very outspoken guy, and I appreciate that. I admire that. Mm-hmm. What do you think of all the book bans?
Well, I'm against them.
Sure.
You know, listen, if you're offended by a book, there's a 100% foolproof solution to it. Don't read it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right. And, you know, if you're concerned about what your children are reading, as you should be, you know, then exercise your influence and your parental control. But that doesn't mean that other people shouldn't have the right to read those books.
Absolutely. That is absolutely what I believe, too.
Yeah.
We're talking to Don Wisel here in the National Defense. I mean, I don't think they're going to ever ban City in Ruins, but you never know. You know, James Patterson has had some of his books banned.
You never know.
Yeah.
No, exactly, you know, and that's the way it begins, right? We always kind of look and say, well, it's other people being censored, it's other people being banned, it's other people being discriminated against, and that's the sort of thing you heard in 1930s Germany, you know?
Yeah. When they started on Dr. Seuss is when I was, really?
Well, it comes from both sides now. It comes from the right and the left, and it's wrong from both sides.
Don, what's,
no, and that's what I always say to people. Don't read it. Don't watch it.
What's the
100% foolproof?
It's so easy to do. What is the best book you've ever read?
Oh man, there, you know, so many. I almost hate to give a list. I think there's a novel called The Road Home by, sadly, the late Jim Harrison, that I think is the great American novel. If you're talking about crime genre, I think the best crime novel ever written is a book called The Friends of Eddie Coyle by George V. Higgins. If you want to talk about private eye novels, I would say The Long Goodbye by Raymond Chandler.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's always the collected works of Shakespeare.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm reading a book right now by I kind of like autobiographies, and there's a guy named Billy Walters, a legendary gambler, and it's fascinating. Fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You talk about Las Vegas.
I did an interview with him. Yeah, exactly.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, Don, listen, man, so great to talk to you. Continued great success. Happy retirement. City in Ruins is the new one, and I can't wait to see the movie. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bardis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 55th annual musical, Beauty and the Beast, a story about a prince who is magically transformed into a monster and a young woman whom he imprisons in his castle in exchange for her father's freedom. To break the curse, the beast must learn to love Belle and earn her love before the last petal falls from an enchanted rose. Production dates are May 2nd through the 4th and May 9th through the 11th in Reading. This award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserve seating tickets are $25 and K through 12 students are only $10 for our Thursday shows. For more information, call 530-341-2988 or visit ShastaHighChoir.com. That's www.ShastaHighChoir.com.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Jonathan Frakes is with us. You know him as Captain Will Riker on numerous Star Trek films, TV series. He's directed a bunch of these, and he's also he's doing something pretty cool called PurpleStride.org. If you go to PurpleStride.org/Team Trek, you can find out all about this. It's a trek against pancreatic cancer and the PanCan Purple Stride. Jonathan, how are you?
Never better. How are you?
Great, man. This is cool to catch up with you. How long did you portray Captain Will Riker?
1987. It was, after 7 auditions over 6 weeks, finally gave me the job. So it's been good to me for many, many years. That's 38 years ago.
Yeah, really. And you know, once you establish a character like that, especially in the Star Trek universe, that's it, right?
Dude, it has been a gift that keeps on giving between the conventions and then learning how to direct. So I get to work on the kind of the next generation of shows. I work on, Picard and Discovery and Strange New World, Lower Decks. So do those.
And you've been on a bunch
Trek
of...
Trek is alive and well.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, I'm sure you've been to many Comic-Cons and things like that.
Oh, have I ever. I've seen every dirty Klingon in the country.
That's great. I mean, okay, so tell me about your first Comic-Con, because I've been to a couple of these, and the first one that I went to, I was kind of blown away. I was like, I should be wearing a mask or something.
I know. They really are bizarre. I mean, you get a little used to them, which is weird in itself. I will tell you that the first one I went to was in Syracuse, New York, and the show had just started to air, and the audience was, to be generous, very skeptical about Next Gen. They didn't want an old English captain with a French name, and they didn't want a Klingon on the bridge, and they didn't want a flying pilot. And there were so many things, because they were, you know, Spock and Bones and Kirk, and that was their Star Trek.
Right, right.
So I was nervously waiting to go on in what they call the dealer's room, where they have all this, you know, all the swag. And I was standing by a table. They were selling these little Galoob action figures of all of it that had just been produced. And there was a sign, a disheartening sign at the end of the table that said, buy any action figure, get Riker free. I had that stuck in my brain as I wandered onto the stage.
Right.
Kind of lukewarm applause. But ever since, I mean, since then it has gotten increasingly better at the con. But that was an auspicious opening.
That's great. We're talking to Jonathan Frakes here in National Defense. So our audience, just so you know, is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And, man, I know that's a group that you talk about Klingons. I mean, they are into it, right?
Well, so many military people have told me that, especially when they're stationed elsewhere, that Star Trek was often the only, not the only thing, but there was two or three shows that they could get or that they had sent tapes of. So they became loyal fans. Also, the kind of Horatio Hornblower naval setup of the starship, of the ship,
right,
of the Enterprise,
right,
appealed to a lot of people and inspired a lot of people to, and their leadership qualities of the characters have been very inspirational to people in the military. And frankly, it's been inspirational to play Riker. I aspire to be as honorable and trustworthy as he is.
But the uniforms never caught on, did they?
Oh, God in heaven. Well, the last season of Picard, the uniforms were the worst part of the gig. Those spandex.
Right.
Tight, disgusting, smelly. Anyway, but in the last season of Picard, we had these cool kind of leather flight.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right?
Those were cool.
Where were those clothes?
Right. Yeah. Hey, what's the first time you saw somebody dress up on Halloween as you?
Oh, very early on. I actually had I stole a uniform from work, and a contractor that was working on the house is a tall guy like me said, could I borrow your uniform? And he went out as Riker. So
that's funny.
I personally contributed to that horrible cult.
Well, hey, let's talk about this PanCan. Now, you're the spokesperson for PanCan, the trek against pancreatic cancer and the PanCan Purple Stride, the walk to end pancreatic cancer, taking place in L.A. and 60 communities nationwide. How did you get involved on a very personal level with this?
Well, my late great brother Daniel Frakes died with pancreatic cancer when he was 41.
Mm.
He had turned yellow with jaundice. We took him to the hospital at the University of Pennsylvania. They opened him up with the Whipple, which is the operation they use to perform pancreatic surgery, and it's like a top of a carrying a bucket. And then they said, "We're sorry." They closed him up. He said, "It's too far gone," and Daniel will be gone in 6 months. And 5 months later, he was gone, and it was a week before our daughter was born, ironically.
Oh, wow.
And at that point, it was a 3-4% survival rate. Now, we're proud to say that it's up to 13%, which obviously still sucks. There's more work to be done. But this organization, this PanCan.org, has been amazing. And the Purple Stride event, as you mentioned, it's now in 60 cities. So that's kind of a big deal. And we're trying to raise $19 million. We got 70,000 people participating this year. So I got involved because of Daniel. And there's an actor named Kitty Swink, who was an old friend from New York, who has been on all the Star Trek. He's married to Armin Shimerman, who plays Quark on Deep Space. And we've had John Billingsley join us, who plays Dr. Floss on Enterprise, and J.T. Kodo, whose brother was the showrunner on Enterprise. So we are now Team Trek. The kitty is a 20-year pancreatic cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
And a giver of hope, so, which is astounding, really. I mean, that is an astounding phenomenon.
Well, yeah.
So I encourage people who are suffering with pancreatic cancer or have family members who are, to go to this cancan.org website. There's a whole support system in there. For instance, if you've gotten a diagnosis from a doctor that is hopeless, they give you alternative doctors who have alternative methods. There's support for both the patients and for their families. And the objective is to raise the awareness so we can find a marker of some kind, either in a blood test, something simple, to get to this cancer early
right. And
make it less. I mean, it's the second deadliest cancer. So there's been great advancement with breast cancer, with colon cancer, where if you get to it early, it's not as deadly. So our goal is to get into that range. So please come and help it out at the Purple Stride event on Saturday, April 27th, in a community near you. How about that pitch?
That's a fantastic pitch. We're talking to Jonathan Frakes here on the National Defense. And, Jonathan, this is so timely in my life because one of our great friends of ours, a couple that lives just really right down the street, she has just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and has none of this in her family. And, you know, the first question is always, how did this happen? How did this happen? And they caught it, relatively early. And so, like you say, I love the phrase giver of hope, because we have met a couple people now that are pancreatic cancer survivors. And, man, it just lights up your world, right?
She got to it early, so she's not stage four.
No. They found it very, very early. And, in fact, her husband is getting a second opinion, this week. And then they're going to start the chemo. But, you know, any time that you hear about, even that you say 7 to 13%, but that's almost double the success rate already. And so, these kind of things that you're involved in here, man, it's just fantastic.
It's great when you can see the difference, you know.
Right.
The last 3 years have gone up a percentage point each year. So hopefully with the success of the Purple Stride event, we can. And I'm told that 92 cents on each dollar is actually going into this research and going to the doctor. So if that's the case, I'm even more proud.
Yeah, that's fantastic. If you go to purplestride.org/teamtrek, you can sign up, find out if it's in your community. And I have to ask you about one more show that you were on. Were you actually on Barnaby Jones?
Oh, was I ever. One of my earliest jobs. And he was delightful.
Oh, I love it.
He was such a gentleman and such a wonderful host. And it was my second job in L.A. And he took me to lunch across from the studio, and he sort of welcomed me to the business. He was absolutely a wonderful gentleman. The show was a blast. And I remember it was an episode, I think we were doing a play in the show. It was a murder that was involved in the production of a play. Anyway, it was a great experience. One of my fondest experiences, because it was so old Hollywood,
right,
to have the same thing on Matlock. He took me to lunch and he said, you know, kind of welcome to the business and I hope you do well.
That's so cool.
Great tradition back then. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Jonathan, listen, man, thank you for what you're doing with purplestride.org. Would encourage everybody to go there, check it out, find out if it's in your community. And, man, best of luck. Just keep it going.
Randy, I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate the shout-out to the Purple Stride. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened. So it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Barbara is a real Prevagen user, and this is her story.
I'm Barbara, and I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm a retired school librarian. I'm also a library board trustee, a mother of two, and a grandmother of two. I like to be healthy. I exercise a lot. I eat in a very healthy manner. I was working full-time, taking care of an ailing husband full-time. In short, I had an awful lot on my plate. Basically, I thought that my memory wasn't as good as it had been. I needed all the help I could get. I saw the commercials for Prevagen. I started taking it, and it helped. I noticed my memory was better. There was definite improvement. I take a supplement for my heart. Why not one for my brain? I've been taking Prevagen for a little over 5 years.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com. Or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Busy for me lately. I've got this show, The Baxters, on Prime, and we dropped 34, that's three seasons of episodes all at one time. And then I'm currently doing season two of Shrinking.
Yes.
And I produced with my wife and co-starred in a Western that we're at the Beverly Hills Film Festival this weekend. So we've got stuff going crazy.
That's a good problem to have, though, right?
Yes, believe me. Yeah.
You know, Roma Downey.
Trying to wake up.
Yeah. We had Roma Downey on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Baxters. And, you know, how nice is it to have, like, a real compelling family show that everybody can watch. That's kind of a novel idea.
Yeah. Well, by the way, it's all thanks to Roma, because Roma's the one who read Karen Kingsbury's books and said, you know what, this would make a great show. And so Roma bought the rights to some of the books, and that's how that happened. And, you know, Roma, working with and for Roma, is magical. It's, you know, it's fantastic. And the show is, it's catching on. People are watching it, and they're finding that people who watch it can't stop watching.
Yeah.
They keep getting sucked in, and it's, Roma Downey's husband calls it Melrose Place meets the Bible. And I think it's pretty accurate, actually.
That's pretty accurate, yeah. Well, and it was one of the things that, you know, when I read the couple of storylines in the beginning there, I told Roma, I said, you know, it's nice to have a family show that actually talks about things that really do happen in families. I mean, it's not just all, you know, Leave It to Beaver and, hey, let's make some cupcakes. I mean, there's some real drama going on in this thing.
Yes. In fact, one of my buddies the other day called me up and I said, how are you liking it? And he said, we love it. But he said, we had to stop. He said, this particular episode, he said, it's too close to home.
Wow.
And he said, man, he said, we can just so feel this. And I thought, wow, it's working.
Yeah, that's when you know you've done something special. It's on Amazon Prime. Yeah. It's called The Baxters. And your other show, where you play Derek on Shrinking with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, I got to tell you, that is one of the funniest shows I have ever seen. That's on Apple Plus, I believe, right?
Yeah, yes, Apple.
And that dynamic between Jason Segel and Harrison Ford and really the entire cast is just like, man, it's so out of left field.
Yes, that's so true. It's brilliant writing. I'd say it's the best writing that I've been a part of in my career.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's super smart. And we're doing season two right now, and we're halfway through. And I can guarantee that season two is going to be really something. It's a... I pinch myself every day. Just can't believe it. You know, that I get to be a part of these two shows and you know, I'm working opposite Harrison Ford. Jason Segel. Are you kidding me?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Let me
Ted McGinley here on the National Defense.
You get Harrison going on stories.
It's
as good as it gets. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, and we've never had Harrison Ford on the program, but, you know, I've read some things about there's a place, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and he comes into Kansas City and goes to a small town just outside KC, and he goes, I think he buys like a knives or something like that, but he comes in and he frequents this little store.
Yeah.
And he's just like a, you know, they always describe him just like a regular guy.
Yeah, that's him. I mean, and he is one of those guys that would find out, where do they make that knife?
Yeah.
I'll fly in there and I'm going to buy. Yeah, that's him. He's very specific, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just interesting. Like he's just so interesting. He's been all over the world. He's got interesting stories. He's got really bad jokes. And I've enjoyed very much hanging out with him.
Don't fly with him. Don't fly with that guy.
Well, yeah. You know, he still flies all the time. I mean, he flies a jet. He's 81. He flies a jet. He flies a helicopter. He flies multiple planes.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty amazing.
The guy crashes. He crashes. He walks away from it. I mean, he's just like, you know.
He's superhuman.
Yeah, I think he is. We're talking to Ted McGinley here on the National Defense. You are also in one of my favorite movies, Young Doctors in Love. I mean, if people
get
could
out of here, that,
oh, I love that.
Not one of your favorite movies.
Absolutely, and if people have not seen that movie, I would encourage them to go back and watch that movie. You're in Revenge of the Nerds, Wayne's World 2. You've been in some good ones, man.
Yeah, I've been in some good ones. I've been in some bad ones. I've paid for my kids' education and put food on the table and clothes on their back. And so, you know, I've done whatever it takes to make sure that my family is, you know, done okay. And so far, so good. So, yeah, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I'm still around and that I feel like I've gotten a lot better in the last 10 years. So I like to consider myself a red wine. You know, I love my wife. We're empty nesters and we're having the time of our life.
It's the best time.
So, you know, I feel so fortunate at this time in my life.
It's the best time, man. My wife and I are empty nesters, and we didn't take up camping until the kids left. And
yeah.
And it's just like, mad. It's just, we can't wait to make a plan now.
That is so cool. Do you guys have a motorhome that you go in, or
we had a motorhome, and we went to the travel trailer, which kind of gets you there a little bit faster.
Yeah, yeah.
We just took a camping trip to a place we went to Bentonville, Arkansas, and it's beautiful. Bentonville, you think, you know, Walmart, but it's like the mountain biking capital of the world. And it's just the,
really?
Yeah. And it's the whole state is just, absolutely beautiful. It's like 75% of the state is natural or national forest. So, yeah, we just, you know, we take our two dogs, we pack them in, and
that's awesome. That is really fun.
It's great.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is that we just fostered a dog. My wife was part of this fostering group, and so we got a dog. I was away on a trip, came home, and all of a sudden we're fostering a dog, and then he never left. So now, you know, all we talked about was, you know, when our kids leave, we're going to travel, we're going to go everywhere.
Right.
And then we have a dog. And now we're going nowhere. And all we're thinking about is, well, what about the dog?
What kind of dog?
Well, he's a mini pin. He's a toy mini. He weighs less than 4 pounds. He's teeny. So literally, I take him with me. Like, my wife is in Ohio. She's from Ohio. So she was in Ohio last week, and I took him to work with me. And, you know, he just sits in a little teeny bag when I take him into the studio, and then I'll put him in my trailer. And he's so teeny, and we make a cozy little spot for each other. And, you know, it makes a day at work really fun.
Wait a minute. I'm guessing his name is Killer or Gorilla.
Okay. They left him. They found him in a parking lot. He was abandoned by a homeless group. In one of those dollar store parking lots.
Right.
And so the taco lady truck picked him up, and so they said he wasn't quite a dollar, so they named him 50 cents.
50 cents.
So we named him, so now he's 50.
50 cents. I love that. That's great.
And he's famous. Yeah, so it's 50.
I love it, man. That is so cool,
too. So thankful.
Well, absolutely, and we've got two pit bull rescues that are equally thankful.
Oh wow, really?
Oh man, they're just the best ever, just the best. But hey,
we have a friend that has a pit bull rescue, same thing. And when you see them side by side, it's just hysterical.
Right.
Yeah.
I would encourage everybody to watch The Baxters on Amazon Prime. Check out the first season of Shrinking to get ready for season 2 on Apple Plus. Ted, what a treat, man. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I honestly am just honored to be on your show and honored to be in front of your audience.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fani Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.